something that I'd like to say that he's too modest to relay. The captain is a moral man. Sometimes he finds it trying.
Miss Fact, I'll emphasize, Miss Stress, I never take a drink unless somebody's buying.
Now that nature has stopped stuffing around and given us a winter worth the name, it's a perfect time to curl up in front of the television with a pile of Marx Brothers DVDs. While the pretty much non-existent plots make no sense whatsoever and aren't meant to, there's something irresistible about the furious anarchy of it all, as the staid and pretentious get deflated like balloons at a duck shoot. But while I can enjoy a steady diet of animal crackers and duck soup, I found this week the rebranding of Christine Rankin as a Scarlet Woman who, quote-unquote, insensitively married a Wellington man just months after his previous wife took her own life, enormously distasteful. The most depressing feature of it was, as idiot savant of a left-leaning blog No Right Turn puts it, there is more than enough in Rankin's background to justify opposing her appointment to the Families Commission without having to get into Wishart-style panty-sniffing. Now, Rankin is in public life, so her public statements are fair game. There's legitimate questions to be asked whether her role as a public face of an organisation that vehemently opposed Sue Bradford's quote-unquote anti-smacking bill is a good fit with an organisation that supported it. But if we really want to talk about private lives and public hypocrisy, then I'd argue it might be time for someone to start asking why the sauce for the political goose never quite turns into sauce for the media ganders, who arguably are in a much stronger position to influence public opinion and public policy from their media pulpits than any member of the Families Commission ever will. But the problem with goose sauce is that it often doesn't taste very pleasant when you're forced to swallow it rather than dish it out. It gets everywhere, and the stains it leaves behind are seldom attractive. So, I'll stick to watching Animal Crackers one more time. The aftertaste isn't as bitter.